Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey.
Why?
Hey.
Hi.
Brother?
Sister.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
Today you are going to show us about the Exodus.
Yes.
首先呢，我说你今天要跟我们分享这个出埃及记。So, what would you like to share to us? 我说他要跟我们分享什么呢？ Okay, brother.
Well, to begin with.
哦，首先呢。
Like any book in the Bible.
好像呢，在圣经上的任何一卷书。
We must ask ourselves.
我们必须要问自己。
What sort of book is this?
这个出埃及记是属于归类哪一类的书呢？
What sort of literature is this?
哦，这个是属于归类出哪一种文学呢？
Is it history?
它是历史性的吗？
Is it prophecy?
它是预言性的吗？
Is it poetry?
它是诗歌性的吗？
Is it wisdom?
还是它属于智慧性的呢？
Is it something else?
还是其他类的呢？
What sort of book is this?
哦，出埃及记是归类成哪一类的书呢？
That's the first question to be asked about Exodus.
哦，就是这是第一个问题啊，有关这个出埃及记。
And of course, we know that Exodus is an historical book.
当然，我们知道了，出埃及记属于历史性的书信。
It's an historical account of what happened 3,500 years ago.
所以呢，这个是3,000-4,000年前呢所发生的一个历史性的事实。
But this is more than history.
但是呢，这不仅是历史性的而已。
Because this is history that God had recorded.
这个历史呢，是神已经记录下来。
By the Spirit of God.
借着神的灵。
As being in the mind of God.
这个在神的心意的里面。
From before time began.
就是在时间之前。这个呢，就在神的心意里面的。
And the Holy Spirit of God.
借着神的灵。
Inspired Moses.
然后呢，启示摩西。
To write the very words of God.
把每一件都写了下来。
And to preserve this for 3,500 years.
把这本书呢，保存了三四千年之久。
For us to read this and receive this today.
然后让我们能够现在来领受，而且来可以来研读。
And to feed on it today.
而且呢，可以来喂养我们的生命。
As the eternal word of God.
这是神永恒的话。
Brought forth through the Spirit of God.
借着神的灵把它记载下来。
Who inspired Moses to write this down for us.
而是借着启示摩西把它记录下来了。
To feed on.
能够呢来喂养我们。
Yes.
是的。
Yep.
So, how do you read Exodus? 我说、那你怎么来读这本书呢？
How do I read Exodus?
Yes. How do you read?
Yes. Well, I always prepare with prayer first.
所以他总是呢预备自己用祷告的心开始。
Commit the time to God.
就是呢在读这本书的时候，先祷告，把时间交给神。
Commit，
就是与神同工的。
Co with，
Co with 就是同工。
Mit hand，
对，就是两个人的同工一起。
I put my hand in the Father's hand，
他把他的手放在父神的手中。
By the Spirit of God，
借着神的灵的帮助。
To help me feed on the Son of God。
能够呢将神儿子的生命更多的喂养在我的里面
through the word of God
借着神的话
by the life and light given by the spirit of God
借着神的灵给我生命跟光照
to help clean me out from the inside out
也借着神的话让我得洁净从里面到外面
and fill me more with the spirit of God
借着神的话呢，让神灵更多的来充满我。
To change me more and more to be like the Son of God.
让我能够改变，越来越像神的儿子。
So that's how I start reading the Word of God. I commit the time to God the Father.
所以呢，他首先来读圣经的时候，就是把时间先交给父神。
Except I don't use as many words as I just used then.
他也没有用了很多的话，他就把时间交给。
Because God knows the heart.
因为呢，神知道他的心。
Change me into the likeness of your son.
他说，改变我吧，借着你的儿子来改变我。
In Jesus' name.
奉 耶稣的名祷告。
阿门。
阿门。
Something like that.
Okay. So,
yep.
Okay. So, I know you went to Bible college before, right? 我说你以前上过神学院啊。So, you say you meditate the word of God. Okay.
Yes.
And you went to Bible college. What's the difference, you know, what you get from Bible college and between you meditate the word of God? 我说那你也在神学院上过书啊，那你在神学院所得到的跟你在那默想神的话所得到的有什么不同呢？ Okay.
Right. Well, a big difference.
哎呀，有很大很大的不同啊。
Being at Bible college is a bit like being at university.
他说呢，这种神学院有一点像是这个大学的教育。
You learn, you study to pass exams.
就是呢，读书是为了来通过考试。
And get letters after your name.
那可能呢，到最后就得了一封书信呢，在你的名字后面得了书信，就是你已经通过了。
Like a degree in theology.
好像这个得到了神学的学士啊。
Like a degree in New Testament Greek.
好像是你得到新约希腊文的学位。
Or Old Testament Hebrew.
或是旧约希伯来文的学分。
And when you leave, you can get a job.
然后呢，当你读完之后，你可能可以找到一份工作。
You can get a career as a Christian.
可能把这个基督徒成为你的职业。
Like people go to university to study law to get a career as lawyers.
就好像有人到大学去读法律，到最后他成为律师。
Like people go to university to study medicine to get a career as a doctor.
所以有的人去读医学，到最后变成了医生。
So some people go to Bible colleges to get a career as a Christian.
所以呢，有些人去这个读神学院，就好像是为了变成一个专业的职业。
Or at least to get letters after their name.
还是说就是在这个书信的后面得到一封信，后面一个推荐信有他的名字。
In other words, there is a spirit in Bible colleges and seminaries. There is a spirit.
所以他说这个后面隐藏了一种灵。
A university type spirit.
这种灵呢，就是属于世俗的大学的这种灵的运作在后面。
Of self-advancement.
就是呢自我的推广，自我的推销，自我的高举。
Now that can be a good thing. There's nothing wrong with that if it's done in the right way for the right purposes.
或许这个如果把它运用的好的话，也不是什么坏事啦。
But again, in Bible colleges, people study the Bible like they would study a chemistry book.
但是呢，有些人在这个神学院读书，把这个圣经好像在读化学课本一样的。
They read the Bible.
他们读了圣经。
They study the Bible.
他们研读了。
They get to know the Bible very well.
他们呢，可能对这个圣经的知识呢，也得到了很多。
They get to master the Bible.
他们可能也懂得圣经了。
And maybe even master the New Testament Greek, Old Testament Hebrew.
可能他们也可能成为这个新旧约的专家。
But it's all in the head.
但是这个专家都是头脑里面的。
Very little goes to the heart, the soul, to change a person.
很少的来到了心灵的深处，这个人得到了一个改变。
Now, in saying this, I am not judging our brothers and sisters at Bible College.
我说这个话并不是要来论断呢，在神学院里的弟兄姊妹。
Not judging in the wrong way.
我不是在这里用不对的方式来论断他们。
Because most of our brothers and sisters are not aware of this Babylonian type of Christianity that's happened to the church.
这个呢，就是因为很多弟兄姊妹他并不认知说这是属于这个大巴比伦体系下的一种教育。
Where the system of the world has come into the church.
这是世界的体系呢，进入了教会。
To get letters after the names.
就是读完之后呢，就有个书信呢，在他的名字的后面推荐函。
To get titles.
然后可以得到一个头衔。
Like reverend.
像好像一些得到一个什么主任牧师之类的。
Or doctor reverend.
甚至呢，博士之类的。
What did Jesus say?
耶稣告诉我们什么呢?
In Matthew 23.
在马太福音二十三章。
Do not call one another teacher, rabbi.
说我们不要呢，互相彼此称老师啦，拉比啦。
You're all brothers.
我们都是弟兄姊妹。
There is a place for teachers in the body of Christ. Yes.
当然呢，在基督身体里面有教师的职事。
But it is not in the context of Bible colleges and seminaries.
但是呢，这并不是说，在这个神学里面，就出来就变成好像就是有这个教师的职分。
Getting letters after your name.
好像呢，读完之后呢，你就有一个推荐函在你的名字的后面。
And perhaps even making a career of Christ.
借着读完这个呢，去找一份工作，像你的职业一样。
For some sort of personal promotion of some kind.
好像是你个人的一个推荐。
That's so much of the spirit of Bible colleges.
所以现在他很遗憾地告诉我说，现在就是神学院就是有现在的现况。
That is not recognized by our brothers and sisters in Bible colleges.
这个呢，就是在神学里面的这个弟兄姊妹，他们可能没有看见的。
As I did not recognize it.
说当他去读的时候，他自己也没有这样的认知啊。
It's the system of the world.
这是呢世界的体系。
That's invaded Christianity.
而进入了教会。Okay, brother.
Mm-hmm.
So, how to read the Word of God? How to read the Bible?
Yes.
If do not go to Bible college to learn.
Yep.
我说那要怎么读圣经呢？如果不去神学院读，要怎么读呢 ？Okay.
Well, the Holy Spirit is a pretty good teacher.
他说呢，圣灵就是我们最好的老师。
Who better to understand the Word of God?
要更好的认识神的话。
Than the author of the Word of God.
就是呢，老师。就是圣经的作者，也就是圣灵。
The Spirit of God
是神的灵。
What better teacher can we have?
我们怎么可能得到一个更好的老师呢
？Than the one that Jesus gave us.
而这个圣灵是神赐给我们的。
Every born again Christian
每一个重生的基督徒
，We need no one to teach us.
我不需要任何人来教导我们什么。
We have the Spirit of God to teach us.
我们有神的灵来教导我们。
And to give us light.
给我们呢这个光照。
And to clean us.
然后呢，借着神的灵来洁净我们。
The cleansing water of the Word of God.
借着神的灵来洁净我们。
Yes, and to change us more to be like the Word of God.
让我们呢越来呢越能达到神的话的标准。
To change us more to be like Jesus.
让我们可以改变越来越像耶稣基督。
Not to get letters after our names.
不是我们得了之后，我们在我名字后面就有一个推荐函，然后想要得到一份工作。
Not to make a career of Christianity.
不是要成为一个基督徒的专家。
But to change us to be like Jesus.
而是读神的话，是为了让我们来改变越来越像耶稣基督。
From the inside out.
从里面改变到外面。
By the Spirit of God.
借着神的灵来改变我们。
By the Word of God.
然后呢，借着神的灵，借着神的话来改变我们。
To feed on the Word.
然后呢，让神的话来喂养我们的属灵生命。
For the purposes that God the Father has given us the Word.
就是神赐给我们。这些话就是喂养我们属灵生命的，就是神的目的。
To change us to be more like His Son，
就是来改变我们，借神会来改变，越来越像他的儿子耶稣基督。
And to bring us into fellowship，
把我们带进一个交通的里面。
With God the Father，
能够跟父神来交通。
And God the Son，
能够跟这个神的儿子交通。
And with one another，
而且我们彼此也能够交通。
By the Spirit of God，
借着神的灵的加力。
The Spirit of Life,
就是这个生命的灵。
The Spirit of Truth,
真理的灵。
Who is the author of the Word of God?
真理的灵就是圣经的作者。
Yes, fellowship in the Spirit.
而且呢，能够在灵里来相交。
Through the Word of God.
借着神的话。
Yeah.
Oh, say, okay. Yeah. Now, brother, tell me more. You know how to application the Exodus, apply Exodus into our life.
Okay.
Yes. 我说，那你我们读这个出埃及记如何应用在我们的生命里面呢？
Well, this is always a very individual thing.
哦，这个呢是一个很个人的事情。
But there are some things we can bring out of Exodus that can apply to all of us.
然后呢，我们呢，如何来应用这个出埃及记呢？
First, we can begin with the name, the word Exodus.
首先呢，这个第一个应用呢，就这个名字叫做 Exodus， 就出去，出去。
Which actually means out of.
哦，这个意思就是出去 ，Exodus， 那个叫做出去。Yeah. 哦。
So Exodus is an historical account.
所以呢，这个出埃及记呢，它是属于历史性的事实。
Of the nation of Israel coming out of bondage in Egypt.
哦，这是呢，以色列民呢，出了这个埃及为奴的生活。
And coming to Mount Sinai.
然后要来到了西乃山下。
The mountain of God.
这个西乃山就是神的山。
To be there for 12 months or more.
哦，到那里呢，可能呢有十二个月或是更久。
On their way to the promised land.
然后呢？直到呢，他们要进入迦南美地。
So, what can we draw out of that for ourselves?
那我们如何应用这个呢？这个神的百姓出埃及，然后来到了西乃山下，跟神同在。那个这个是我们怎么来应用呢
？What is God's purpose for putting that in writing 3,500 years ago?For us today to apply ourselves today, what's the purpose?
So, 你在想嘛？神在3,600年前就把这个记录下来，然后呢，要如何给我们应用呢？到底如何应用在我们身上呢
？So many things.
有很多很多事可以应用在我们身上的。
Where do we start? Where do we finish?
那我们从哪里开始？从哪里结束呢
？Exodus out of.
首先就是出来。
God brought Israel.Out of bondage in Egypt to freedom.
哦，就是他们从出埃及，从这个埃及出来，然后要进入自由。
Jesus has brought us out of bondage of this world.
所以就像耶稣啊，他把我们从这个世界带出来，要进入一个自由。
To freedom in the Spirit.
让我们在灵里得到一个自由。
Where the Spirit of the Lord is.
那就是神的灵在那里。
There is freedom.
那里有自由
？Yes，
是的。
Out of bondage, out of slavery，
就从那个捆绑的里面，从那个为奴之地里面出来。
Slavery to the world, the system of the world，
就从这个世界的系统里面出来。
Out of slavery to the devil，
而从这个撒旦的权势底下，为奴的权势底下出来。
Freedom of the truth，
而进入真理的自由的里面。
Jesus said that if you abide in my word,
他说，基督说，如果你藏在我的话的里面
，you are my disciples indeed.
你就是我的门徒。
And you'll know the truth.
然后你就会知道真理。
And the truth will make you free.
而真理能够释放你得以自由。
So,
所以呢
，the nation of Israel was brought out of bondage in Egypt into freedom.
所以呢，这个以色列人是从埃及里面为奴之地把他释放出来，拯救出来。
We are brought out of bondage into freedom.
我们也是一样，从这个捆绑当中呢，被主耶稣带出来，进入自由。
Out of bondage from the system of the world.
这个捆绑呢是世界系统的捆绑。
Out of bondage with the devil, the father of lies.
这个就是撒谎之父，也就是撒旦的捆绑。
And out of bondage from self.
而且从自我的捆绑里面出来。
Through the cross.
然后呢，来到了十字架底下。
As the Lamb of God was crucified.
好像这个神的羔羊，然后钉死。然后呢，对。
Yes, and as the Passover pointed towards Jesus, the Lamb of God.
这个神的羔羊呢，就怎么样，就是。指向耶稣的。
That's what it all pointed to, the Lamb of God. Wonderful.
所以这个神的羔羊。
And we are in Christ.
那我们在基督里。
Crucified with him.
我们已经与他同死。
Dead, buried with him.
死了，埋葬了。
And to be raised to resurrection life.
而且有一个复活的生命与他同活了。
Freedom, true life, spiritual life.
这个是一个自由，一个真的生命。
In the spirit, hallelujah.
在灵里我们有一个自由的生命。
There is so much that can be drawn from this, from the book of Exodus for us today.
所以呢，从出埃及记我们有很多的可以应用的。
The book of Exodus records the people of God, the nation of God, before the mountain of God.
所以呢，这本书呢是神的百姓。
On their way.
在他们的这个旅程当中。
To the promised land of Canaan.
要往这个神的应许之地迦南美地前行。
And we are on our way.
而我们也是在我们旅程当中。
To a place much infinitely better than Canaan.
而这个地方呢，是比迦南美地还更好的地方。
No eye has seen, no ear has heard.
我们从眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见的地方。
Nor has entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for those who love Him.
所以呢，神会恩膏我们，对那些爱他的人，我们可以看见。
We are on the journey before Mount Sinai, where Exodus was written.
所以呢，我们也就如同像出埃及记一样的，要旅程到这个西乃山下，这也是我们的天路旅程。
At Mount Sinai, the nation of Israel was before the mountain of God was in the presence of God.
所以他们就从出埃及来到了西乃山下，到西乃山下享受神的同在。
With the tabernacle of God, the dwelling place of God.
而在那里下面呢，他们有会幕，也就是神同在。
And we are in the dwelling place of God now.
我们呢也有神的同在。
Wherever we are.
不管我们在哪里，神都跟我们同在。
He is with us always.
他永远跟我们同在。
Never leaves us.
他永远不会离开我们。
Never forsakes us.
也永远不会离弃我们。
He's faithful and true to His word.
他呢对他的话总是信实的。
And He even lives in us.
而他甚至呢就住在我们的里面。
Amazing, wonderful.
这个太奇妙的，难以想象。
Yes, and this is what we're on our way to. We're on our way to the promised land.
所以它出埃及记就是好像是也我们是天路旅程，然后呢要走向这个迦南美地，神的应许之地。
In the presence of God, in the tabernacle of God, before the mountain of God.
就在这个西乃山下呢，在会幕的面前享受神的同在。
And that's where we're to be constantly 24/7 by the Spirit of God in the presence of God.
所以呢，我们一天24小时呢，都要呢，在神的同在的底下。
With the fear of God.
然后呢，能够敬畏神。
The fear of God that is clean.
敬畏神当中呢，神来洁净我们。
The fear of God that Jesus rejoiced in.
而且呢。有在基督里的喜乐。
The awe of God, God.
他是神，他就是神。
We are to be consciously, try to be consciously in the presence of God.
所以呢，我们在意识里面要常常的有神的同在感，这个感觉很重要。
To realize subjectively by our own experience.
而这个呢，就变成一个主观的经历，不是客观的。
What is objectively true?
虽然呢，它在客观来讲是事实，但是我们必须要主观的经历去认知神的同在。
Yes, in the presence of God before the mountain of God.
然后好像来到了西乃山下，神的同在的底下。
In the fear of God.
然后呢，在那里敬畏神。
As we're told in Hebrews.
好像呢，我们在这个希伯来书。
Hebrews 12.
希伯来书十二章里所说的
，Our God is a consuming fire.
我们神是烈火。
But we have not come to a mountain of God that is full of fire and noise and thunder. We have come to the New Jerusalem.
所以呢，不像这个西乃山下可能有很多的雷声啊、火焰啊。现在呢，我们是要来新耶路撒冷。
As the people of God.
神的百姓在那里。
But The nation of Israel was called to be a holy nation.
所以呢，以色列百姓呢是圣洁的百姓。
Separated to God.
而他是分别为圣、归给神的一群人。
And we are called to be a holy people.
所以我们称为圣徒。
Separated to God.
我们也是分别为圣来归给神的。
From the inside out.
从里面到外面。
By the power of the Spirit of God.
借着神的灵的加力。
This is something that Old Testament Israel could not experience or properly know even.
哦，这是呢，旧约以色列百姓呢，他所不能知道或是体验的。
God was with them.
神跟他们同在啊。
Before the mountain of God.
在这一个西乃山的时候跟他们同在啊。
With thunder and lightning and oh,
poor. 他就这个同在呢，是用那个雷电闪身啊，泪火啦，他们让他感觉到哦，神在那里。
Our God is a consuming fire.
哦，他感觉到是神就好像烈火一样。
Holy, holy, holy.
圣洁，神是圣洁的，这是这个以色列百姓所经历到的。Okay, brother. So now, how do you sense about the presence of God? It's also the thunder, fire. 说，那你现在呢？这个享受神的同在，你是经历到什么？也是这种这个thunder的这种雷电闪身的烈火吗 ？What's the difference?
Well, yeah. God does not change.
他说神没有改变的。
He's still a consuming fire.
他还是一个烈火。
He's holy, holy.
他是圣洁、圣洁、圣洁的。
But all the thunder of God against our sin was poured out onto the Lamb of God, 1500 years after Mount Sinai.
Okay, 他说神没有改变啊，神他那个孽怒，那一个像雷电一样的这种对罪的愤怒，已经全部的归给神的羔羊了。
The Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God.
所以我们的耶稣基督就是神的羔羊。
Exhausted the just and holy anger and fury of God on himself.
所以他已经承接了神圣洁的愤怒。
He drank the cup to the end of the wrath of God.
他呢喝了神的那个愤怒杯。
The wrath of God against our sin.
而这个愤怒呢是对我们罪的一个愤怒。
Has been exhausted in the Lamb of God.
而这个已经进入了这个神的羔羊就是耶稣基督
On the cross
在十字架上
Once and for all
而且一次就完成了、So brother you say Now we don't need the fear of God Because Jesus have done us 我说、那我们现在是不是就不用怕神啊像当时那样百姓那么怕神啊因为也是耶稣已经为我们完成了这些Yeah, we don't need the fear of God.
Oh. We don't need to fear God in the same way that Israel did at Mount Sinai, no.
他说我们现在不要像以色列百姓在西乃山下这样子的怕神。
Again, Hebrews chapter 12 is a big help in this.
他说希伯来书十二章对在这边呢有一个对我们有个帮助。
About halfway through the chapter.
哦，这个在这中间的时候呢，有这样子说了。
Where we see the contrast，
我们可以看到这个不同，就是不同新约跟旧约的不同。
Between the people of God at Mount Sinai，
我们看到呢，在西乃山下的百姓。
And the people of God in the New Covenant，
还有在新约底下的子民。
And I can do no better than refer you to Hebrews 12 to see the great differences。Between Old Covenant and New Covenant regarding the fear of God.
好，所以对这个经文神来讲呢，读了希伯来书十二章，我们就会更明确的知道跟认识。
But at the end of that portion of Scripture,
在那里经文告诉我们，最后告诉我们
is the application.
这就是一个应用
to let us now offer sacrifices to God.
就是让我们也把我们自己献上
of thanksgiving and praise.
就是用感恩的心颂赞的心把我们自己献上
From the heart
从里面来感恩神
By the Spirit of God
借着神灵的帮助
Because our God is still a consuming fire
我们的父神我们的神还是烈火
Who hates sin
他痛恨罪
With an all-consuming fury
所以呢这个呢，他会降下烈火。
But we can thank God as the Father.
但是呢，我们同时也感谢父神。
That all his anger and hatred of sin was poured out on his son on the cross.
所以这个对罪的愤怒全部都倾倒在他儿子耶稣基督身上了。
So that we can, our sins are taken away and we can come to God.
所以呢，我们的罪已经被得赦免，我们可以再到父神的面前。
But we are called to be holy.
但是呢，我们蒙召是为了要圣洁。
God has given us the Holy Spirit.
神赐给我们是圣灵。
Not the noisy spirit.
那不是那种吵杂的灵。
Not the musical spirit.
不是那种音乐的灵。
Not the dramatic spirit drama.
不是那一种好像歌剧式的灵。
God has given us the Holy Spirit.
他给我们是圣洁的灵。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because we are to be holy.
Because, 因为呢，我们要圣洁，神是圣洁的。
Because God is holy.
因为呢，神是圣洁的。
Because God is a consuming fire.
因为神是烈火。
That does not change.
这个没有改变。Okay, I got it, brother. 我说，我懂了。So, no, we need to thank God.Is still consuming fire.
Oh, yes.
But because of Jesus Christ, we don't need so scary.
No, we can come close to God. Yeah. In the old covenant, they had to stay away from God. Don't go near the mountain or you'll be stoned, you'll be killed. In the new covenant, God wants us to come close to Him.
So I said, 我都懂了，就是说，旧约那些百姓害怕他。他说现在呢，是因为耶稣的救赎。父神要我们来亲近他，不要像那时候百姓很害怕不敢靠近。Okay, so brother, at the end, would you pray for all of C3 family? When we start with the Exodus, we can get more. And the word of God will feed us more, not like the head knowledge. Okay, okay, would you prepare for us? 我就要请我们给我祷告说让我们在读埃及记的时候不是只有头脑的知识，而是让神的话能够来充满我们，来喂养我们。
Our Father in heaven,
我们在天上的父，
We again and continue to thank you and praise you,
我们来感谢来赞美你，
for your beloved Son,
你所赐给我们的耶稣基督，
our Lord Jesus,
就是我们的主耶稣基督。
And we continue to thank you and praise you.
我们感恩，我们赞美你。
For one another.
也为我们彼此来感谢赞美你。
For all of your people.
为你所有属于你的人来献上感谢与赞美。
Throughout the whole world.
就是世界上所有每一个人。
And throughout all time.
而且是每个所有时间的每一个人。
And now we thank you especially.
我们现在特别的来献上感谢与赞美。
For your people in C3 ministry,
为这个C3灵修的所有家人来献上祷告。
Each and every one of them, Father.
就是在这里灵修的每一个家人。
And we commit to you, our Father in heaven.
我们把这些人交在父神的手中。
Their journey through Exodus, the book of Exodus.
就是他们来灵修这个出埃及记的时候，
that through their fellowship, they're sharing together in this.
就是他们在交通这本书的时候，
each and every one of your children in C3,
就是在C3的每一个你的孩子，
will come to know you and love you and serve you and your son more and more.
能够更多的爱你，更多的服侍你。
As a result of being transformed, changed from the inside out.
而且读了这本书之后，能够从里面带外面的生命有所改变。
By your living word.
借着你永恒的话，永活的话。
Throughout their journey in the book of Exodus.
借着他们来研读灵修出埃及记。
By the end of their journey in the book of Exodus.
在他们研读完这本书的时候。
We ask that they will be full of light and praise and thanksgiving.
他们会献上感恩赞美。
That they will be filled more and more with the life of your Son.
而他们会更多的被你的话所充满，被你的爱子所充满。
Ministering the truth and life of your Son to one another more and more.
能够彼此服侍，把基督彼此的服侍在每个人里面。
And to everyone they meet in this life.
让我们在这里相遇的每一个家人。
We thank you for this, Father.
我们在这里献上感恩与赞美。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.